Emily, a busy time for Pathways around the country. Now things up and running. How has the last couple of weeks been for you?
Manic's probably the best word. We've not really stopped. It's been a complete regeneration of what we've been offering pathway-wise. So we're in the thick of everything starting, but we're enjoying every second of it.
To some extent as well, with the inclusion of Pulse this year, has there been a bit of a change in catchment areas? How's that working now?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest difference this year, and I think the other pathway coaches would probably agree this neck of the woods, it's just choice. Where the girls have more options than they've had before, and everyone's more accessible. So you've kind of got to set yourself apart and trust in your delivery and that the right girls will go to the right places. I'm a big believer in life being more important than netball to a point. So I think, you know, travel time and court time and peers. So there's lots of choices for them to make, but hopefully with the right guidance from the pathway coaches in each franchise, then everyone will end up in the right place.
And what about your new franchise areas as well, setting up those camps? Tell me a bit more about some of them.
Yeah, our area hasn't changed too much. We're doing a lot less with London now. That's probably the biggest difference, where we always used to belong to London South East. My region covers Surrey, Sussex, Hampshire, Berkshire, Guernsey and the Isle of Wight. And I'm really fortunate, actually, that the county representatives from all those places have been so supportive and really consultative. And we've come together and worked really hard to make sure our offering is there. So we've got 7 academies across the area, which will then form the base of our school games and then our under-17s NPL squads. So it's slightly different to how we've done it before, but we're really confident that it's a much better option for those girls of that age to not pile them with too much pressure too early, and then we can really ramp it up ahead of tournament when it matters.
One of those new pathways is at Sussex with Hurst, isn't it? That's important to get that established.
Oh, so important. I mean, I'm a Sussex girl myself, so I think I've firsthand, as a club coach and a county rep, felt the lack of performance netball down in Sussex. So having Hurst on board, and they've been an incredible partner, it just gives us another base in the centre of the county. So these girls from, we've got girls coming as far from Hastings, from Chichester, so literally both ends of a really, really large county that can now access high performance netball. We've got Kerry Walsh coaching down there, who's an ex-Bath player, ex-Mavs, who's a really exciting young coach who's just looking forward to getting her teeth into it and working with those talented kids.
You've already tweeted that you've got so many exciting plans afoot, masterclasses, positional specific days, things going on with the under-17s, coach education. We touched on it earlier, but that must take some work on your behalf.
It doesn't happen overnight. I've been in the role about a year now, and it has been a constant learning curve of how to deliver, what to deliver, the best things, how we're going to get the best out of the athletes, what they do to get the best out of us. But it's been so exciting to get these academies started. And now we can really get going with the other bits and bobs. So our inter-academy tournaments start soon. We're offering that down to the county academies as well. So we've got sort of the element of county competition coming back. So that's quite a big job administratively. As you say, masterclasses, where a lot of our Super League girls are getting involved with that as well, so they can pass on their wisdom, talent, IDing round at regional competition and regional leagues. Yeah, shooting specific days we've got before Christmas. I think we're really lucky at Storm that we have a huge amount of talented coaches, and we just want to make sure that the girls have access to that, and actually other coaches have access to that, because obviously we need to keep developing the coaches so we can keep developing the athletes.
Storm are doing pretty well with England representation at the minute, aren't they? Shelby and then Ellie and Emma?
Yes, so we've got Shelby, and actually Susie Livstage has joined our 21s this year from Mavericks, so she's now a Storm girl. And then in the academy, we've got Ellie Harding and Emma Thacker, both of whom are insanely young, but insanely talented. I think we are so fortunate to have such a hotbed of talent, and again, counties and clubs that these girls have come up through, and then we can just take them that next step forward and hopefully help them go as far as they possibly can into that red dress.
Emily Golvin's back, and to a larger extent, it's about guiding these players through that pathway to get them playing for the franchises in a few years?
I mean, Em Golvin is just a brilliant example of someone who's done her time. She came up through the county academy system, the regional academy system. She plays for Turnford, an incredible Prem club. She's been at Storm in the Pathway, and she has just worked incredibly hard. And that's kind of the message that we have to get across to all of these girls, is we will do whatever we can to get you to your absolute potential, whether that is club, whether that's Prem, whether that's franchise, whether that's England. But Emily particularly is a great example of someone who has actually done an awful lot of herself with her work ethic, and obviously being surrounded by amazing coaches everywhere she's been. So she's a great role model for those girls coming through the pathway at the moment.